Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just in the news today, Maryland five-year-old accused of pinching a teacher's behind, being charged with sex crimes. Four-year-old accused of improperly touching teacher, it says for hugging the teacher. Draw a picture of a gun in art class, you get arrested. It's all about taking behavior that is innocent and criminalizing it. Instead of someone getting in trouble for hugging or something like that, now it's about maximum enforcement, criminalizing speech, criminalizing expression, criminalizing hugging, criminalizing tag, dodgeball, getting everyone into the system. We'll be going over that. We have a guest in studio, one of the main anthropologists on the film, Apocalypto, to talk about just humans' bloodlust, why this runs through all cultures, and about the film some. But I've always been into the Aztecs and that what happened down there in the Mayan culture overall. So that's, you know, you've heard me talk a lot about it. That's why we're covering this on a few shows. Freightliner plans Mexico factory despite layoffs elsewhere. In the U.S., Daimler Chrysler's Portland-based Freightliner unit will build a $300 million truck plant in Mexico, but then lay off 4,000 North American employees, U.S. employees. Look at this. Detroit police sergeant tasered by cops. Wait till we tell you about that. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Mark in Georgia, then John, Lewis, Danny, Skip, and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Alex, this is Mark, and I'd like to go ahead and let you know this is Mark Clayton for anybody out there who thinks that you should be ashamed to associate with Alex Jones. I am proud to be on this show and proud to have gotten through today to be able to talk to you, Alex, and I want to thank you personally for one of the most important pieces of journalism in exposing the Bohemian Grove in American history. I worked with the late William J. Gill in our last small and ignominious push to try to halt our march into a complete and total free trade empire, which we are now in and there's no retreat from. But he personally knew people for years who went to the Bohemian Grove, and he never knew anything about this Moloch idol worship. I told him about that, and I brought your video in, and I showed that to him. Incidentally, just in case you're wondering, he's the man who is mainly behind influencing Pat Buchanan to abandon the neoconservative free trade ideology and then come out with his protectionist stance for his 1992 for his first presidential run. And so when I showed him your video, Alex, he said, now this is a man who had a who's who of the people he knew in American history. He had a whole stack of biographies, a whole bookcase full of biographies of people he knew. He said, when he saw that, he said, this would explain all of the insanity I've been dealing with for all these years. He personally worked for Richard Mellon Scaife, one of the financiers of the conservative movement of our lifetime. And Richard Mellon Scaife went out to the Bohemian Grove quite often, according to Bill Gill. Now, it's no small wonder that Bill Gill was not invited to the Bohemian Grove because Bill Gill is a patriot, and he would never sell out his country for a bunch of garbage Moloch idol worship.
Well, and it's not just the bizarre drunkenness and the sex and the Moloch stuff. It's also, we've gotten transcripts of the Lakeside chats, which are all New World Order in nature, get rid of U.S. sovereignty, bring in one world government.
Well, I really appreciate everything that you've done, Alex. I've started a website with my cousin. I've had to seriously
fire the website out. We're out of time.
Okay, it's governmentnews.org.
Hey, that's a good website. Thank you. That's a good address name. Thank you, governmentnews.org. All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's the GCN Radio Network. Straight back to your calls in the news on the other side.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go straight back to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in New York. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say that I love you and that you work harder than anybody else that I've ever seen. But I have three questions, quick questions. Number one, there's so much evidence covering 9/11 from every angle, exposing it as an inside job, and nothing's happening. Nobody's getting arrested. Nobody's getting impeached. No jail. Number two, Bush just came out and said he needs more troops. Does that mean a draft? And number three, what happened to Scholars for 9/11 Truth? And I'll hang up and wait for your answer. Thank you.
Okay, the first question, I got so busy thinking about the second two. Oh, yeah. 84% of Americans in a New York Times ABC News poll, Angus and Reed, very scientific, very respected, believe they're being lied to about the official 9/11 story. 36% of Scripps Howard News Service, Ohio University, extremely respected, believe it is a total inside job, with 68% believing there's a cover-up. So any way you cut it, the majority think they're being lied to, and a large portion of the public, when they get a cold phone call And that's a scary call. How do you think the government did it? Yes. 36%. Studies show in polling data that if it's a really controversial question, people will err on the side of conservatism. And I don't mean that in the classical sense. I mean, you know, they'll say what's more mainstream to their mind. So it's probably actually double that. But still, all these prominent people have gone public on 9/11 more and more every day, every week. We've had a 9/11 whitewash commission. You know, first Bush didn't want an investigation because he knew it would become kind of a Warren report, like with Kennedy, which the whitewash itself would be a roadmap to show the lies and the fraud. And so he appointed Henry Kissinger as the chairman. Everybody freaked out, you know, calling him independent. It now has come out that for at least 4 years, Kissinger has been at the White House every week advising Rove and Bush on the most minute details. So imagine, Kissinger's running the White House, and then he's going to be appointed chairman of the, quote, independent commission. Yeah, it's independent. I mean, that's, again, another insult to our intelligence. And so they go ahead and have Hamilton commission, the Keene-Hamilton commission, two big insiders, just as big as Kissinger, just less known. They put out a 400-and-something-page lie. It doesn't work. And so in the court of public opinion, they've been convicted of 9/11. But the problem is the establishment is so corrupt, so many of the judges are corrupt, so many of the police are corrupt, so many of the grand juries are just rubber stamps who are told what to do because they never research what their real role is, that this corruption just goes on. I mean, 20 years ago, people went to prison for no-bid secret contracts to companies that their wife was the, you know, a board member of. Vice president does it now, nothing's done. Years ago, people would go to prison. The whole government would be overthrown for almost $4 trillion. At the start of 2001, it was only $1.9 trillion. 2 days after it breaks in the Associated Press, 9/11 happens. Just admit it, trillions missing. It comes out in congressional hearings. Rumsfeld says, I don't know where it is. We're not going to discuss it. Trillions missing. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets in trouble. The American people get mad about Enron and Global Crossing and a few things, so they send Martha Stewart to prison for doing absolutely nothing. It's like she's got a crooked toenail, and they're busy basically axe murdering our society, but she goes to jail for the crooked toenail. Ken Lay gets convicted, and rightfully so, but he was just a front man for a big drug cartel, big money laundering op, and big intelligence op, and he dies conveniently. I mean, come on. So another illustration, again, what I said last hour, 90-plus percent don't want the toll roads on existing roads, don't want North American Union, don't want national ID cards, don't want forced psychological testing and drugging, don't like airport screening, don't like any of this. But the government is going to continue to push it. The media is going to continue to push it because they're owned by the big private banks, they own the defense contractors that own Big Pharma. You know, I have a good friend, works for Continental Airlines in security. He said I could say that, just don't say his name. He's at the Austin Bergstrom Airport, and he saw News 8 Austin earlier this year interview. He said it had to be over 40 people, a huge line of people that were walking by. They were interviewing him, had the permission of the airport, of course, because it was going to be a puff piece. That's another way control works. If they don't do a puff piece, they can't come back and shoot later. See, that's where arbitrary press control is bad, too, because it allows government to hand it out like lollipops. And he saw, after about 40 people, he was sitting there counting them. I think what he said, 45. This little old lady comes up and says she loves the new screening procedures. They just started some even more harsh ones, and she just thought it was wonderful, and she loved being searched to keep her safe. And he said he knew right then it'd be on News 8. He got home that night. I'm also friends with his brother. That's how I know him. He turns it on, and boom. Who do you see on the news? The little old lady, and the news reporting that everybody loves it. Now, that should scare everybody. The fact that they get on the TV and radio, and I know I've been beating this drum lately because it's important, and tell you, it's the law, you got to take vaccines. No law. It's the law. You got to let cops search you without a warrant now. No law, what they're doing is illegal. Oh, everyone loves being searched and more security. The truth is they had to interview 45 people before it happened. The truth is 1/45 liked it. And so it's all the neocons and the fake liberal media all together telling us we're the minority, telling us we're bad, telling us we're conspiracy theorists, telling us we're kooks, telling us all this. And so if you expect some judge to order, you know, the investigation or to call in a grand jury or some district attorney to and for indictments to be handed down, don't hold your breath. And, you know, I don't expect us to go after Bush and his handlers right off the bat for running the attacks. Now, that happens once you indict them, once you arrest them. No. You get them on ordering FBI agents off the trail of who the government claims were the hijackers. We have them in triplicate from Arizona to Illinois to Texas to Miami to California to Minnesota. The code breakers, the interpreters, the FBI agents, up on the news saying, up on the housetop, on the National Press Club saying, I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. Here's the letter from John Ashcroft. All I can tell you is, and then the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. See, that's an FBI agent. That's Robert Wright, who won't sell out, who won't just make an excuse and go along and get a bigger paycheck and move up the ladder and get big cash bonuses. That's somebody upset about 3,000 dead Americans. But, I mean, let's say that's too hard to go after Bush for. How about the trillions missing from the Pentagon? And get Bill Clinton, too. He was involved. You see, they're buddies. They work together. It's them against us. And then your other comment, I forgot. John, you remember what his other 2 points were? He had two other questions. Scott, yeah, the scholar trying to learn truth was one. There was another one. The other question was Scholar for 9/11 Truth. You know, I try not, just like I said the other day, other shows that are unfortunately failures, almost all the other Patriot shows are not even one-tenth. In fact, there's no show even one-tenth the audience of this one. And I wish that wasn't the case, but it's because people don't like to tune in and constantly hear gossip and dirty laundry being aired. I do not agree with Jim Fetzer on his directed energy weapons space beam business. But I'm not trying to get in a fight with people. And I don't agree, I think that Professor Jones has acted like a gentleman and has had some things done to him that aren't right. But what does it mean? I mean, you were talking about legends in people's own minds. I mean, if I thought I was the end-all, be-all of 9/11 truth, I'd be a legend in my own mind. You get a bunch of scholars together, 400 and something of them, and you're going to have fights and you're going to have power struggles. That happens in any society. And so now it's broken up, and Jones is starting his a new organization that'll be peer-reviewed and have a board and be transparent and have voting by all members. And I support that, and that's the way I think things should be done. But that's not my fight. I don't have a dog in that fight. I mean, really, the news here isn't about if it's 84%, I mean, we're talking about 230-something million people who believe we're being lied to about 9/11. So why should it be about two individuals? See, when I talk about 9/11, it isn't, I'm the only one you can trust. All the other researchers are bad. Listen to me. Make me king. It's, I'm not your leader. Go out and be leaders. That's how we're going to win. I'm trying to win the war. Teamwork here. So if some people on the sidelines are having fights with each other, I'm not worried about them. I'm on the field. Hut, hut, hut. Come on, let's go. Let's move it down the field. Come on. Get in the game.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Yeah, a lot of people would think that if I came out and said this group's good, that group's bad, all the years I've been savaged and attacked by different organizations, or when other people were fighting with each other, that somehow is a good thing. And overall, it isn't, because it actually just gives more attention to it and then sends people to the negative bilge instead of busy getting informed on what they can prove for themselves and then going out and proselytizing and waking up others. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Lewis in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Just had three items. Wanted to just run them off real quick. Just wanted to let you know I was looking into the whole vaccine issue myself and called Merck, and I was actually transferred to their National Service Center, they said, for legal reasons, whatever that is, and that they, yeah, like you say, claim that the vaccines no longer have mercury in them, and except for one, the guy said, one adult vaccine, but he didn't name which
okay,
one.
Okay, well, I read the AP last week where they admit all the vaccines have it. What they did was make available lots that don't, so it's a lawyer lie. They go, no, the vaccines don't have mercury. Well, yes, they have some available in small lots that aren't, but then the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration get sued by families asking them to take the mercury out, and they say no. And then I have the AP reporting they've increased the amount of mercury. And then I have newscasts saying mercury is good for your brain. It's in the vaccines. Keep taking it.
Well, regardless, I've made the decision not to vaccinate my kid. I have a one-year-old.
Hey, look, sir, when you're there looking at the vaccines, just ask the doctor. How dare you ask? Let me see the ampule. Let me see it before you load it into an injector, into a syringe.
Okay.
And it'll say thimerosal. If it says thimerosal, that is mercury.
Okay, yes. Yes. Just two other points. I wanted to ask just your quick advice. I understand, you know, that you're not an expert in my question, but real estate, what is a good position to be in as far as that with the expected coming crash?
I can't really give advice on real estate because I own very little myself. I just have listened and read what the experts have said who have been proven right over time. You see, I don't just believe somebody when they first say something. I look at people long term and see their history. And real estate's so complex, it depends on your region, where you live, what state. It depends on your finances. It's a very complex situation. But the establishment a year ago started saying, get out of real estate, get out of real estate, get out. It's going to bust, it's going to bust. They were trying to destroy a dollar sink, which was a place where people could put dollars that are being devalued rapidly. And sure, it's overinflated, but still there was some value in real estate. So that's why they were trying to destroy a place where you would be able to actually save some of your assets and still have some value. Now, I'm not saying be in real estate if you're leveraged out there in debt to be in real estate. That's terrible. But I'm saying if you're not in debt and you're holding real estate, it's good to be diversified into it, in my opinion. I think precious metals are important, too. You need some liquid cash. You need to, basically have a lot of things there.
All right. And I just wanted to ask you, please, explain what keeps you going in the fight. I know that, like you said before, sometimes you have those spells of depression, knowing what you know, and also just give some insight into your source of spiritual power. And
okay.
Not, you know.
Sure. Thank you for the call. Those are all interesting questions, all important questions. People say, what keeps me going in the fight? Why do I work so hard so much? I'm committed to win this fight against the New World Order. I know we can defeat them. It doesn't mean the world's going to be a perfect place, but if you just give in to corruption, it's going to run all over you. Bullies always tell you you don't have a hope or prayer to beat them. And more times than not, if you actually just start swinging, they're going to end up going down. Okay, that's my life experience. It's the same thing with these corrupt people running our government. They always tell you you don't have any power because they're a small group that took power, and so they know that small groups of people do have power. They're actually scared to death of us. That's why they try to dumb down whole societies. But more than just trying to win this fight and loving my family, I'm at the point of no return, folks. It's kind of like I'm in a little boat. I'm going to the new world. I've gotten 70% of the way there. The wind's blowing the right direction. I don't have food or water to go back. So I've reached my point of no return a long time ago. The safest thing for me to do is stay out in front of everybody, out there reaching out to the general population, getting other people to wake up. I mean, the most dangerous position for Alex Jones would be for me to stop doing what I'm doing, stop writing books, stop making films, not being involved. You know, these whistleblowers all the time think they're safe when they do it in secret. No, you're dead meat when you do that. You're safe when you go public, or safer. And overall, as a society, as a species, we're safer when we grow backbones, when we get a spinal transplant, and just go ahead and go into this fight 110%. Okay? We'll be right back. I'm scared of not fighting these bullies because I know they're going to win if I don't fight them. At least I've got a fighting chance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 24 hours, the big telecommunications lobbying consortium globally has announced a bunch of different plans to openly begin shutting down the web. Good old John McCain, Mr. Keating 5. Again, he's anti-corruption because he's such a big criminal. The guy we can trust has come out with a plan to basically start shutting down the web. So I thought I'd play this little three-minute clip. It's audio of an informative video we have up on prisonplanet.com that is titled Save the Internet. And then I'll quickly go to Danny and Skip. I know we've got a bunch of other callers, but you've been holding the longest. And we're going to go for the rest of the broadcast to our esteemed guest who I got a chance to interview Sunday on the syndicated show. I wanted to have her back for more questions because it was so interesting. And that is Barbara McLeod, anthropologist who worked on Apocalypto. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this Save the Internet. Here it is.
The way the Internet works today, everyone is connected to each other through the same level playing field. But a handful of phone and cable companies want to change all that. They want to lock down parts of the web and make sites pay them more money to use it. Everyone else will get the slow lane. How will they do that? By killing one of the Internet's founding principles, net neutrality.
So what is net neutrality?
I'm not even sure what net neutrality means.
You connect to the web through pipes owned by telephone and cable companies. But the deal is they're not allowed to mess with what's inside those pipes, whether it's Google or Yahoo, Lonely Girl or Bill O'Reilly, everyday citizens or business tycoons. Everybody's website gets the same speed and quality. That's called net neutrality.
So what's the debate? That actually seems quite fair.
Yes, almost too fair. It's as though the richer companies get no advantage at all.
The companies want to set up a restricted fast lane on the internet, but only for their partners and services. Only sites who pay them a huge fee would be allowed to use it, making them gatekeepers.
This is really a debate over monopoly versus the ideas of even the smallest person being given access to every person in our country.
And that's what the genius of the internet was, that it made the First Amendment a living document again for millions of Americans for whom it had lost its meaning.
But this wide open access could be slipping through our fingers. It happened, remember, to television, radio, and cable. It could happen to the internet.
Protesters are asking for help to defend internet freedom. The group SaveTheInternet.com delivered thousands of signed petitions
with a single refrain: save our internet.
Every day, as more and more citizens learn about the issue of net neutrality, they realize that the internet as they know it is very much at risk.
SaveTheInternet.com is turning the tide in this battle, exploding to over 800 groups from across the political spectrum, with political leaders, artists, internet celebrities, and over 1 million internet users like us who petitioned Congress to protect net neutrality. Together, we blocked an attack in the Senate in 2006 and sent dozens of internet freedom fighters to the new Congress. But the gatekeepers are launching a counterattack on Washington and on your state legislature. We need to raise the alarm now to make neutrality the law in our new Congress. Man the battle stations at SaveTheInternet.com to sign the petition, call your congresspeople, and share this message with friends. And stay tuned for our plan to build a faster, more open, and accessible internet in 2007. Use the internet to save the internet at SaveTheInternet.com.
And yes, man your battle stations, man the guns in the info war, as I have said over and over again. Understand, you pay exorbitant prices. I mean, it's huge profits when you connect with your internet service company. They then pay for all the bandwidth that they send out. They're sending out your data. They're paying for all of that. And then it goes on down the line. They're paying that phone company to tie in. They're making money. The phone companies get up and lie and say, we need to start shutting this down and not let people do this. And this is going to... And their other big scam is the internet's dying because there's too much traffic on it. But at their actual big consortium meetings in Chicago and Austin and London in the last 3 years, and we've covered their minutes each year, just type in the internet is dead. That's what they always announce. They say they're going to shut down the hubs, shut down the systems, and make the old internet, the real internet, fail, and then force you onto internet too. So they've got a bunch of different stratagem here to do this, to charge for emails, to charge if you're able to get around on the internet, just to go through their hubs when you're already paying for it, but also just to start. It's kind of like they built toll roads right next to the existing roads. And just like in the real toll road agreements here in Texas with Sintra, they have agreements where if they don't make enough money on their new toll roads, they can shut down our roads to force them to use their roads. Well, that's what they're doing here. And we raised this alarm many years ago. People finally get it. They finally know. I mean, we'd write articles 2-3 years ago saying they're attacking the net. They want to shut it down. People are like, sure, Jones, sure. Just like when I broke the Building 7 story. I mean, we were always talking about it since the afternoon of 9/11. And then some folks found the clip and put it on a little website. We picked it up. It went supernova on the web. And I remember other talk show hosts on Genesis calling me and going, this Building 7, we don't know. Alex, you're out on a limb. You know, you're being uncredible. And now it's just accepted knowledge that they blew up Building 7. And Silverstein's quote is what he said. And so we try to trailblaze here, and I'm not tooting my horn. Hey, we trailblazed on this, we trailblazed on that. I'm just telling you, folks, you should really listen to us. I mean, it's as bad as we're saying. Okay, I don't have words. Do you think they're just going to let us make the newspapers go out of business? Do you think they're just going to let us destroy national television? Do you think they're just going to let us take over mainstream radio? Because we are. No. The existing order is fighting back. All right? We're all for free market. We think they should be able to be on the web, do what they want, undestructive, because we believe in the market of ideas, we can win. We're ready to actually play. But see, they want to tie our hands. It's like a football game where they go, okay, now we're gonna break one of your feet, we're gonna tie one of your hands behind your back, and now you can get on the field and play with us. No. All right, I said I'd go to these calls. My guest is sitting here patiently. Let's just very quickly go to two callers that I promised I'd go to, then we'll go to our guest for the rest of the transmission. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I'd like to start off just by saying happy birthday to my mom, a five-year listener.
Fantastic. Good. Happy birthday, Mom.
Thanks, man. I wanted to ask for more people in Hollywood, if they know what's going on, you know, if they're aware of what's going on, they have questions about 9/11, to come out, you know, start a group for, you know, Hollywood for 9/11 Truth or something. Just come out all at once. Then two quick questions in closing, if you could touch on these, Alex. One was about Boeing, how these debunkers are trying to use Boeing of the columns. You're trying to debunk, you know, like loose change. You know, I've seen a debate with Burmese, Avery, and Mark Roberts, and he tried to attack, like, Stephen Jones and, you know, the whole idea of thermite and all that. I just wonder if you can touch on that real quick. And also, I was wondering whatever happened with Lauro Chavez. It was very interesting. You had him come out once. He was an interesting guest.
And then he got slammed and attacked, and he didn't want to go public anymore. Let me answer your other question quickly. I got to let you go. You were asking about the popular mechanics type people and others that come out. First, the government said fire made the steel melt. Then they said fire weakened the steel and made it buckle and fall and pancake. But they don't ever want to talk about Building 7. Underwriting laboratories that underwrote the buildings looked at Tower 1, 2, and 7 and said that fire couldn't do that. The firefighters on record, and we have video of it, said it was like a foundry, pools of molten steel gushing. Now, you think jet fuel does that? It doesn't. It burns at well below 1,000 degrees what it takes to even weaken steel. You have people standing in the holes where the hottest fires were burning, and they're not melting, but giant four-foot-around steel columns are melting, to where it was like a foundry. The firefighters said it was columns just gushing liquid steel. Okay? It doesn't start melting. Steel doesn't start melting till 2,754 degrees to 3,300, depending on the type of steel. Just type steel melt temp into Google. You'll get university studies. Okay? 2,700 and something to 3,300. That's the range, not 1,800 jet fuel. Okay, then they claim pancake, and they said, well, it weakened the steel. Oh, and caused it to all explode and be sheared off perfectly and to melt. It's impossible. Then you got 7 hit by no plane, hit by no building, and just magically with a CIA based in it, blows up and falls perfectly. Okay? Quickly, Skip in California, then we go to our guest. Go, Skip.
Yes, I don't know how to make a web page myself, but I have an idea. Everyone I told it to thinks it needs to be out there.
Okay, what's your idea?
All right, there should be a web page out there that basically, in layman terms, breaks down everything, all the executive orders, like 1100 or 10-10990, that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Makes it so anybody
can go in there. Well, it says in plain language, you can read the executive order, we can put you in FEMA camps, put you in slave labor camps. I mean, it's all in the executive orders.
Well, my idea is have something there that breaks it down really simple for anybody to see and then has a link to the page where you can see it for yourself.
I've actually written an article and others have written articles where they do show executive orders and break them down. That's been done.
Well, what about something that hits everything, the Military Commissions Act?
I'd love to hit everything. I'd love to.
No, I'm not saying you, any listener out there, put something together, someone that does know how to make a web page.
Yeah, no, you can put a lot of the stuff out there, but new things happen faster than you could ever even read them, much less analyze them and post them. That's the problem with tens of millions of laws. Great idea. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right. The reason I've spent a couple segments on different shows talking about this is because I'm just a minor buff, you know, been down to some of the Mayan and Aztec ruins in southern North America, watched the Discovery Channel shows like everybody else, read a few books on the subject. My mom took history. She studied some of it. So when I was a kid, I got drug around to quite a few of these. And I remember the tour guides and the archaeologists and the people and the books I read, you know, saying they sacrificed tens of thousands, depending on which tribe it was, and saying that this went on for thousands of years, and reporting how they skinned people and ripped their jaws out and tortured them, and how they took hallucinogenic drugs and, you know, did all this stuff. And then Mel Gibson makes Apocalypto, and for condensing all these different cultures together into 2.5 hours, I thought it was pretty darn accurate. It certainly wasn't perfect. And then I saw crazy articles like this one out of the Statesman, but there were a lot of this was in Austin. Apocalypto is an insult to Mayan culture, one expert says, and then she gives no evidence. It's this Julia Guernsey, I guess you pronounce it. And let me find one of the crazier quotes here. It says, "You just hate the movie," the reporter said. "I hate it. I despise it." Well, that's very intellectual. "I think it's despicable. Three ad hominems. It's offensive to Mayan people," not the ones we've talked to, folks. "It's offensive to those of us who try to teach cultural sensitivity and alternative worldviews that might not match our own 21st century Western ones, but are nonetheless valid." It's nonetheless valid. And then I actually pulled out her three quotes here. She said that the human sacrifice was valid, pious act, and done with solemnity. Okay. I'm not against Mesoamerican people, but I'm not against Romans of today either. I mean, they had, by the end of it, I mean, sometimes thousands of people in a week would die. They would just run the circus, you know, 12 hours a day, and this was more of a, you know, stylized murder. And by the end, they were throwing babies, women into wild animals, just mass killing, burning people on pyres, burning Christians. Sometimes they'd conquer a city, salt the earth, and kill half the population. I mean, those are real, written down Josephus accounts. And so if I talk about the barbarous behavior of what humans do over and over again, this is the norm, not the exception. Mass sacrifice, fires, burning, war, murder, piles of dead bodies, bloodletting, hallucinating, priests sacrificing animals, guts spilling out everywhere. I mean, that is the norm. Humans have this desire, have this taste, have this drive. And so when I talk about the bog people of Ireland, you know, they find all the nobles with their brains bashed out and their throats slit in the peat bogs. When I talk about all of that, I'm not bashing the Irish. But boy, you talk about the Mayan, you talk about the Aztecs, you talk about these different cultures down there, they will get mad, and they will get mad in a hurry, because you're not allowed to talk about, you know, this. You're just an evil right-winger. You're just a racist. No, no, no. The Nazis had a culture of killing and murdering and skulls and death. And I can say I disagree with that culture and think it was pretty darn out of control and decadent and evil. And whenever they come at me with that, I come back at them with the Nazi thing, and they go, oh, yeah. So I just don't get her vicious attack on Mel Gibson. She says, first he went after the Jews, now he's done with them, he's going after the Mayan. Though this film had a lot of Mayans in it, Mayans that have seen it, liked it, we've got, and we're going to break and come right back to her, Barbara McLeod on with us, and she was also a pilot who does stunt flying, done 52 continuous rotations, and she earned her Ph.D. in anthropology in 1990, specializing in Mayan hieroglyphic decipherment, so she can read and speak these ancient languages, and she was brought in to vet and make sure the film was accurate with the language. I mean, he could have just done it in English like everybody else does it. I mean, Mel Gibson's trying to make this as riveting as possible. We're going to break in a moment, but Barbara, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
You bet. Thanks for sitting here during the last segment while I was ranting.
Oh, no, that's great. That's good.
When you came into the KLBJ studio for the Sunday syndicated show from 4 to 6, I didn't know that you actually listened to the show. I mean, I knew you'd emailed us some comments about Apocalypto defending it that we posted last week, but I didn't know. I was kind of being, well, you know what we do here? Kind of, I didn't want to scare you off. And then, no, you are a listener.
She knows what you do here. You bet.
What are some of the things we can talk about in the next hour and 10 minutes when we get back?
Well, you've already kicked it off with the idea of human bloodlust, and I would like to zero in on how that some of that bloodlust is channeled into rites of animal sacrifice and human sacrifice, which are also very, very common in religions around the world, including our own. And I think we should talk about just types of sacrifice and how different cultures deal with this and how that ties into how the Aztecs and the Maya chose to deal with it, and to maybe push it ahead into an idealization of how do we deal with this bloodlust, how do we channel it in a way that creates peace and harmony and contains it. And I have some ideas about that.
Also, you got some of the speeches from the film.
I do.
Where you'll read them in English, and then in, is it Yucatec, or how do you?
This is Yucatec Maya. It's a language that in the past I've spoken fluently. I'm a little rusty at it now, but my pronunciation's still good. I've taught it for 10 years. I've taught bare-bones beginners to speak this language quite well. And I've got some speeches here from Apocalypto because I worked on it.
We'll also tell some Mel Gibson stories that are pretty interesting. On the other side, folks, stay with us. Barbara McLeod is our guest. We're honored to have us here in studio with us today, coast to coast, border to border, talking about interesting subjects, trying to inform the population about the nature of man. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Barbara McLeod is our guest here in studio. Out of the gates, I want to talk about what you did on the film so people get an idea about that. But first off, I was just thinking, not only is Mel Gibson and myself, anybody that talks about the Mayan doing human sacrifice, the Aztecs, you know, either it doesn't exist or we're evil to talk about it. I've had the modern occultists, I guess kind of the druid type folks, pagans, email me, call me, and go, there was no human sacrifice in Europe either. You're lying. It's a Christian lie. No. They admit all this. They dig up the bodies. It's in Europe it's admitted. Humans did this all over the world. Why do you think human sacrifice is global?
Well, I think, first of all, humans as a species do have a bloodlust. And there are various ways in which that can be expressed and channeled in the community, and it's one of the issues for every culture, how to channel it in such a way that it doesn't backfire on the community itself.
Now it's sports and war.
Sports and war are one way to do it. You know, if you've got somebody to go to war with, then you've got a way to channel it. But whether or not you've got somebody to go to war with, there have to be other ritualized ways of channeling it. And one of the more common ones that's, I won't say it's absolutely universal, but it's common in cultures around the world that have, to our knowledge, have had no contact with each other. It's the idea of scapegoating someone or picking someone of the community or something in the community on which all the sins of the community can be heaped, and then that is ritually sacrificed as an offering to God or the gods, and it helps to purge the community of sin.
You know, that's what they do at Bohemian Grove. They do a mock sacrifice, and they say we're putting all our cares, all our problems on kind of this voodoo doll.
Right, right. And that idea is a very common one. I would say it's one of those archetypal motifs.
Why do you think those old men at Bohemian Grove, I was in the crowd, they were taking it very serious. They were very solemn and, yeah, kill them, get them, get them. And it was just an effigy, but they were getting off on it.
Well, you were there, so
yes.
I can only guess that they've already been drawn into the ritual atmosphere, that ritual creates sacred space. One goes into that sacred space in a formal way, and you put certain aspects of yourself aside, and you take on certain other aspects of yourself. You take on a new identity. You may put on a robe or put on those Boy Scout uniforms or whatever it is that they're wearing, and you take on a new personality. And so solemnity, if that's part of the ritual, solemnity is going to be, you know, it's going to be consolidated by the community in that sacred space.
So it literally spreads from person to person,
absolutely,
the attitude.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something that they're also trained to do, that they learn in the process of becoming initiated into that they set aside certain aspects of themselves as they go into that sacred space.
Yeah, Mike Hansen was going, oh, I like this. And we're all looking at him. Mike was like, oh, this is nice. Thinking that way, I was like, Mike, no, look, they're all real serious.
Right.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to break here in a moment. We have plenty of time coming up in the next segments, but just give us an idea of your training first, and then we'll come back, talk about how you got involved in Apocalypto, and then go into the film itself, then into the wider aspects of anthropology.
Well, I have a PhD in anthropology. I've been studying the Maya for about 35 years, and I did my initial training at the University of Washington in Seattle. I wasn't a Mayanist at that time, but while I lived in Seattle, I made my first trip down to the Maya area to explore caves. I was very seriously into cave exploring for many years before that. And so I jumped into cave exploring in Belize and started finding Maya artifacts in all the caves, as well as sacrificial burials or interments. Or actually, they're not truly interments. They were just bones laid out under stones, or full bodies laid out under stones and left behind in caves, along with artifacts, and I became really interested in all this stuff. Went back, finished up my degree in anthropology, went into the Peace Corps, and was hired by the archaeology department of the country to study caves and to help develop national park programs as well as...
Stop right there. We'll finish up when we get back and then get into Apocalypto with our guest.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.